Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, a great new week, a great new month. But guess what? The nation is in the midst of a culture war. And Ryan Anderson, who is one of the commanders in the culture war on the conservative side, by virtue of the fact that he is the new president of the Ethics and Public Policy Center in Washington, D.C., which for many years, for a generation, has been a focus of some of the most profoundly impactful religious conservative thinkers in the United States. And we're very honored that this is the very first day that Ryan Anderson is on the job at the Ethics and Public Policy Center. He also is the author today of a truly important column, it seems to me, in the Wall Street Journal under the heading Religious Liberty Isn't Enough. Ryan, congratulations on a peaceful transition of power at the Ethics and Public Policy Center.
Thank you, and thanks for having me. This is my first interview as the president, and I'm so grateful it's with you.
You're not calling for a recount or certification or audit of the vote that placed you in your position.
Not yet. Hopefully, things don't go in that direction.
Okay, no, I don't think they will. Your piece makes a number of truly outstanding points, and there's one in particular that I think is going to resonate with people, and I hope people can click on it and read it at michaelmedved.com. It appears again in today's Wall Street Journal. You write, "The reality is there is a culture war in the U.S., and conservatives are not the aggressors." While the moniker culture warrior, you write, seems to be applied only to those on the right, we aren't the ones who imposed abortion on demand, up to and even during birth, forced Catholic nuns to pay for abortifacients, redefined marriage, harassed evangelical bakers, or declared it unlawful to discriminate, unlawful discrimination to refuse to put a confused child on puberty-blocking drugs. The point you're making is it's not enough when you're fighting a culture war to say our religious liberty has to be preserved. You're saying we actually have to make the case that we are right.
Yes, exactly. It is a losing battle if you let the left impose their vision of morality, their vision of human nature, their vision of the good. And then all you say is, can you give us a permission slip to be bigots in the privacy of our own home or the privacy of our house of worship or maybe even the privacy of our faith-based school? One, it's going to be an unsuccessful strategy that if you allow the left to define truths of human nature, truths of human morality, as if they were bigotry, well, just look at how the law treats real bigots, right? Look at how the law really treats, you know, Nazis and KKK members and other forms of real bigotry. And it's not particularly good. So why would you want Orthodox Judeo-Christian beliefs, which happen to be true, to be treated as if they were not only false but harmful? And so that's where I think we got to engage on the merits. It can't just be a religious liberty debate, although we should defend religious liberty. It needs to be a both and. We have to defend both religious liberty and the underlying truth claims. We have to defend the truth about the unborn human baby. We have to defend the truth about marriage. We have to defend the truth about our bodies created male and female. And we can't just rely on the religious liberty parachute.
Okay, the one thing that I think is sort of striking, and I know that when you're writing a column like this, there's editing that goes on, but you only just barely mention in passing this idea of same-sex marriage. And that's really the only one of this cluster of moral, social issues where there really does seem to be, according to everyone who's looked at this, an overwhelming majority on the other side that is accepting and supportive of same-sex marriage. Do you really think that should be a battlefield in this culture war?
Well, it depends what you mean by battlefield. I don't think there's any foreseeable chance of the Supreme Court overturning Obergefell and reversing that authority back to the states, which is where it belongs, in my lifetime. But I do think it's a problem if we just argue that Catholic Charity Adoption Agencies has a right to be wrong, or that the evangelical has a right to, you know, his idiosyncratic beliefs. I think that we're going to be most successful at protecting Catholic adoption agencies and evangelical bakers and florists if we also defend that what they believe about marriage is true, it's good, it's beautiful, that even if you disagree with them, it's nothing remotely similar to what racist bigots believed with respect to interracial marriage. And since those are the terrain in which that is the terrain on which this debate is being fought. The other side is saying, if you don't support same-sex marriage, you're just like the racists who didn't support interracial marriage. The only reason that argument has any legs is because people haven't done the hard work of explaining why biblical marriage, male and female, is nothing like an anti-biblical vision of marriage, which were racist bans on intermarriage.
Where do you see, I mean, one of the problems that I see with the culture war right now is that most people don't even think about it, including most conservatives, partially because we have such brutal political wars right now. I mean, we just had a country that was deeply, deeply divided about whether an election was fairly conducted and fairly concluded. Do you think that with these sort of very dramatic moves and aggressive moves by the Biden administration in its early days that we're going to come back to an area where people are talking about these ethics and public policy center issues?
I think so, and I think you've already seen that. Day one, President Biden issued a very extreme executive order saying that you're going to determine the word sex in federal law according to gender identity, and that this is going to apply to school students. So children everywhere, he mentioned bathrooms, locker rooms, and sports specifically in the executive order. And I think most people, if you're Joe the plumber, if you're the soccer mom, you don't want a boy in your daughter's bathroom. You don't want your daughter losing an athletic competition to a boy who identifies as a girl. I don't think these are issues that only conservative religious people care about. I don't think you need to be particularly religious to think that the reason that we have separate bathrooms and locker rooms and sports competitions is because of biology, not because of theology. And I think, especially when it comes to medicine, most parents do not want to be in a situation in which their child comes home from school and says, "Mom, I think I'm the opposite sex and I need to go get testosterone." I mean, I think these are the sorts of issues that if the Biden administration continues to aggressively push them, you don't even need to be particularly conservative or religious to know that they've pushed too far.
Oh, I think you're entirely right. And it's also particularly something we talked about on this show, the idea that government should pay for so-called gender confirmation surgery. And it also goes to something else you mentioned in your column. The column appeared today in the Wall Street Journal. The idea of paying for abortions with taxpayer money and paying for abortions abroad with taxpayer money. There is an American majority against that, don't you think? Just a few seconds more, Ryan.
Very much so, which is why the Hyde Amendment has had bipartisan support. There was a consensus around this until just a few years ago, where the radicals and the activists captured the authority of the party, and even Joe Biden flipped. flip-flopped on the issue.
And he flip-flopped only in the midst of his campaign. Ryan, congratulations. I'm glad that the Ethics and Public Policy Center has chosen such an outstanding leader. And may you have only success on behalf of the United States. When we come back, more about raging controversies, including impeachment in Washington.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll-free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show. starting one week from tomorrow, they are going to be meeting in earnest in the United States Senate to ponder the impeachment of Donald J. Trump, the former president. The very first time ever that a former president has been impeached by the House of Representatives on a largely party line vote, but 10 Republicans joined the United Democrats in voting to impeach the 45th president. And one of the things that President Trump has been working on in Florida, and one of the things that he apparently has been holding back on in terms of his public comments or public appearances, is assembling a legal team. Because you may remember last time there was a great deal of high-level legal debate. President Trump relied on lawyers like Jay Sekulow, like Alan Dershowitz, like Pat Cipollone, the White House counsel. None of those people are going to represent him this time. And there's a fascinating story in the Washington Post that I think indicates one of the unpredictable aspects of these impeachment proceedings. In an important piece, they write, the implosion of former President Donald Trump's legal team comes as Trump remains fixated on arguing at his second impeachment trial that the 2020 election was stolen from him. South Carolina lawyer Butch Bowers, who I spoke to you about last week, who recently signed on to represent the former president, abruptly parted ways with him this weekend, just days before the February 9th Senate trial, for his role in inciting the attack on the U.S. Capitol. On Sunday evening, Trump's office announced that two new lawyers were taking over his defense. Two people familiar with the discussions preceding the departure of the original legal team said Trump wanted them to make the case during the trial that he actually won the election. To do so would require citing his false claims of election fraud, even as his allies and attorneys have said that he should focus instead on arguing that impeaching a president who already has left office is unconstitutional. But the former president repeatedly said he wanted to litigate the voter fraud allegations and the 2020 race, and he was seeking a more public defense of his actions. Butch Bowers told Trump that he could not mount the defense that Trump wanted, and so he resigned, the person said. It truly was mutual. The source said the president wanted a different defense, the president wanted a different approach, and a different team. On Sunday evening, Trump's office announced in a statement that Atlanta-based trial attorney David Schoen and Bruce Castor, a former district attorney in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, would lead his defense team. The two lawyers will bring national profiles. Schoen served as lawyer for Trump advisor Roger Stone. Oh, that went well. Roger Stone got convicted and sentenced. And, of course, pardoned, commuted his sentence by his friend President Trump. He was also in discussions with Jeffrey Epstein about representing him just days before his death while awaiting sex trafficking charges. He has said, by the way, this lawyer, that he doesn't believe that Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. During his time as district attorney, Castor, the other lawyer he hired, Bruce Castor, had declined to prosecute actor Bill Cosby and later was sued by accuser Andrea Constand in a case that was settled. Okay, this is the Washington Post, and these are two experienced lawyers, and I would imagine they will do what their client wants. But you honestly have to ask yourself a very serious question. Does President Trump really want to force all of the Republicans in the U.S. Senate, there are 50 of them, Does he really want to force them all to vote on the proposition that, yes, we think this election was stolen? Because if he makes that his big defense, is that, first of all, it's not, really doesn't make sense as a defense. If you want to say that the election is stolen, it doesn't really go to the idea that you incited a riot. And the incitement to riot is going to rely upon, apparently, what the prosecutors, the House managers, have been gathering, and they have a big staff working for them. They've been gathering all kinds of interview material and written statements by people who have been arrested for attacking the Capitol building who said, you bet we were incited by President Trump. It was because of what he said that we went up here. And the fact that President Trump says, yeah, but I was saying the truth is not a defense in a case of incitement. A truth is an absolute defense in a case of libel or defamation. In other words, if somebody is sued because he said something cruel about another person, and the other person is wounded by it, damaged by it, if you can prove that what you said is absolutely true, then you get off. No, you're not guilty of defamation or libel or slander. So the difference here is that trying to convince the senators who are meeting in his behalf that yes, he really won the election. First of all, there is zero evidence that President Trump won the election. And they've had the opportunity in 60 different legal proceedings to present such evidence. They've never been able to present it. There's a huge piece in the New York Times today about how many people in the Trump campaign, how many people in the Trump administration, very much including William Barr, the former attorney general, were appalled at President Trump making claims that he had won the election when there was no evidence that he had done so. I know that one of the numbers that they were talking about in that article is that President Trump claimed that he had actually won 79 million votes and that Biden had only won 63 million votes. Okay. None of this is true. These elections were certified. And if this impeachment trial is going to be about that, I think there will be more than five Republicans who vote to convict President Trump and bar him from future runs for office. As the trial nears, the Washington Post reports, the former president's circle of advisors has shrunk. He is continuing to talk with his attorney, Rudy Giuliani, who led his efforts to overturn the election results. But others, well, including now Butch Bowers, have decamped. So what does it all mean in terms of the future of the Republican Party? More on that coming up on the MedVed Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The storm that slammed California with up to 15 inches of rain and more than 100 inches of snow before dumping a foot of snow on the Midwest is now hitting the Northeast. And as it did in California, the system will stall out, burying cities of the Northeast under their biggest snowfall in years. The weather causing havoc even when it comes to vaccinations in New York City.
Vaccinations are canceled today. They're also going to be canceled tomorrow. It'll be icy. It'll be treacherous. We do not want seniors, especially out in those conditions. So we're going to have vaccinations off for today and tomorrow. Come back strong on Wednesday. We'll be able to catch up quickly.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. The Biden administration trying to locate upwards of 20 million vaccine doses that have been sent to states but have now gone missing. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
On the MedVed show, breaking news, CNN is reporting that two pipe bombs that were found near the Democratic and Republican Party headquarters, they were discovered on January 6th, the same day the Capitol building was raided. The FBI has discovered that those pipe bombs were planted the night before. Before the so-called insurrection at the Capitol. I don't like the term insurrection because this wasn't an insurrection. It was a riot. And this kind of evidence, by the way, is the kind of evidence that if the president's new attorneys go beyond what the president wants them to do, which is to argue that he actually won the election, if they actually try to make a case, this is actually helpful to the president's case. I'll tell you why. Because if these bombs were planted the night before, you can't say the president, when he spoke to that Save America rally on that particular Wednesday morning, you can't say that that was the incitement for planting these pipe bombs, which apparently were operational and they were pretty serious. Federal authorities again increased the reward for information about the pipe bomber and released new details and photos of a suspect, underscoring the urgency the Justice Department is treating this angle of the investigation, which remains one of the most troubling mysteries for law enforcement. A new wanted poster says the bombs were placed between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. on January 5th, the night before the raid on the Capitol, the riots at the Capitol. Look, there is increasing evidence of people planning stuff in advance and also actually organizing in advance and organizing for getting to Washington, going to Washington. Is that going to help the president in this case? I think it will, and it will help them particularly if some of the leaders testify and say, no, we were not incited to do this by President Trump. What they will say is, we were incited to do this by the theft of the election and by the Democrats stealing the election before our eyes, something like that. And but all of that, that entire line of argument, together with a line of arguments basically claiming I won the election, I was robbed, I was cheated, I think is going to put Republicans in a very, very uncomfortable position. I'll tell you something else that's uncomfortable, and it honestly, it makes me both sad and angry. And I try not to be angry, but there's this. President Donald J. Trump and the Republican Party supporting him raised $255.4 million in the 8 weeks after the November 3rd election, new federal filings show, as he sought to undermine and overturn the results with accusations of fraud. Okay, this is largely some of it from big donors, but this money that came to Trump after he lost the election, and please remember, it really wasn't long before there was an indication that he had lost the election. By the time the world woke up on Wednesday morning, November 4th, Joe Biden was clearly ahead in enough states to win the Electoral College. It was confirmed that Saturday, so 5 days after the election. But the point over here is sending money to this particular cause. I'll tell you something else that is shocking. The Wall Street Journal is reporting the rally in Washington's Ellipse that preceded the January 6th riot, there's the right word, at the U.S. Capitol was arranged and funded by a small group, including a top Trump campaign fundraiser and donor, facilitated by far-right talk show host Alex Jones. Now, Alex Jones is not far-right. Alex Jones is outer space. Alex Jones is the author of that obnoxious idea that has now been supported by Marjorie Taylor Greene, congresswoman from Georgia, that the Sandy Hook Elementary School was a fake, that those children didn't really die. And by the way, the parents of some of those children pursued lawsuits against Alex Jones and won. But Mr. Jones personally contributed more than $50,000 in seed money for a planned January 6th event in exchange for a guaranteed top speaking slot of his choice, according to a funding document outlining a deal between his company and an early organizer. Mr. Jones also helped arrange for Julie Jenkins Fancelli, a prominent donor to the Trump campaign and heiress to Public Supermarkets Incorporated, to commit $300,000 through a top fundraising official for former President Trump's campaign, according to organizers. Her money paid for the lion's share of the roughly $500,000 rally where Mr. Trump spoke. Now, think about that for a moment. This is people giving money, donating money, $500,000 for that rally where the President of the United States spoke. First of all, what do you spend it on? I know it costs some money to set up speaker systems, and the security for the president, at least, would be provided by the Secret Service. He was still President of the United States at the time. But $500,000 for sound system and promotion and expenses for putting on that rally? Another far-right activist and leader of the Stop the Steal movement, Ali Alexander, helped coordinate planning with Carolyn Wren, a fundraising official, was paid by the Trump campaign for much of 2020, and who was tapped by Ms. Fancelli to organize and fund an event on her behalf. Now, here's the amazing thing. Ms. Wren, who I just mentioned, has been tapped to handle funding, had been tapped by handle funding by Ms. Fancelli, and Ms. Fancelli donated more than $980,000 in the 2020 election cycle to a joint account for Trump campaigns and Republican Party records. This is real money. And Mr. Alexander created a website called wildprotest.com, writing, "We the people must take to the U.S. Capitol lawn and steps and tell Congress, do not certify on January 6th. He planned and publicized a rally to take place on the Capitol grounds that day. The website was taken down after the riot. Part of what is very striking here is that paid Ali Alexander and Alex Jones, they spoke on the night before. Mr. Jones' seed money in the end was used for the January 5th riot, for which he ultimately paid not $50,000, which he had pledged. He paid $96,000 for this. And, again, part of what comes out is some of the consultants who arranged the riot were paid hundreds of thousands of dollars. There is money sloshing around in here, and it's not encouraging. And when you talk about money sloshing around, there's more on one Republican senator who was taking, it seems to me, a courageous but minority view about this new spending of $1.9 trillion that Joe Biden is taking on. Who is it? It's actually one of those members of the Senate who will be sincerely missed. We'll tell you where that's coming from, and also, how does all of this play abroad? That and more, plus Bill O'Reilly, coming up on the MedVed Show.
Right now is a great time to become a MedHead at MichaelMedVed.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedVet.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
Thank you. Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
I've said this before, but Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania is one of my favorite members of the U.S. Senate. I mean, he is a man of brilliance, integrity, and profound competence. And it's a shame that he is retiring from the Senate. And, of course, his Senate seat in Pennsylvania is going to be a huge fight, not only among various Republican contenders, but among the Democrats who are going to be stopping at nothing to try to capture his seat. In any event, he was on MSNBC today, and he was one of those people, and Pat Toomey, remember, was one of those people who founded the Club for Growth. He is very much a deficit hawk. He actually believes that the deficit is real money, that somebody's going to have to pay sometime. And here is what he said on MSNBC about the meeting that's been set up today by 10 Republicans who are suggesting a smaller package of COVID relief to President Biden. Listen, this is clip 7.
Look, it looks to me like, so first of all, we haven't seen specific details, but we've seen general discussion, and it looks to me like a whole lot more of what we just did. Literally just 36 days ago, I think it was, we passed a $1 trillion spending bill, spending money on health care, on unemployment insurance, on direct payments, on nutrition supplements, PPP loan. We did all of that to the tune of almost $1 trillion after, as you know, $3 trillion we did last spring. So why we need a few literally weeks later to come back and do it all over again, I don't get that. Most of this money, by the way, hasn't even really been spent yet. So I just don't think there's a good case for redoing this, maybe even on a bigger scale, if according to President Biden, if he had his way. I think it's a bad idea.
Look, that's Pat Toomey. And I think actually throwing some cold water on the idea of sending $1.9 trillion out the doors probably a solid idea. The one thing, of course, you can say is, look, there should be some additional spending for vaccines, but part of that can actually use some of the money that was left over from previous rescue packages. And I do hope that the Republicans going into the White House will at least be able to get some kind of major scaling down of this investment. Let me mention one other thing which occurred over the weekend, and actually occurred yesterday, which is the death of somebody very notable who you may never have heard of, but it's one of the more remarkable lives of the 20th and 21st century. A very distinguished psychiatrist, somebody who is a great and good man, died at the age of 90. And it's always sad when anyone dies, but if you talk about leading a life like this and all of the good that he did for so many people, for many, many years, he was the head of a clinical psychiatry at St. Francis Hospital in Pennsylvania. I'm talking about Abraham Twersky, who is also known as Rabbi Abraham Twersky. I had the privilege of meeting him, and I had used some of his work about addiction, because no one has written more persuasively or more importantly about addiction and addiction as a disease and getting out of that disease. He's the author of some 60 books. And his books are kind of equally split between medicine, psychiatry, and faith. He is one of the great, honestly, one of the greatest writers of our time on the Bible and the Jewish religion. And I remember I was on a broadcast with him in Pittsburgh concerning my book, Hospital, Hidden Lives of Medical Center Staff. And I've been told that there would be a distinguished psychiatrist on with me. And then I came out to the TV program we were appearing on. He's wearing a long black coat. He has a long beard. And I said, oh, you're Dr. Twersky. He said, well, Dr. Twersky, Rabbi Twersky. And at an age where people believe there is some conflict between religious faith and very serious religious faith and science, his life is a sterling example of how you can serve both. His book, and I mention this because I read this book every single week. He has a book breaking down the five books of Moses with inspirational commentary about every portion of the Torah of the five books of Moses. And you read it week by week. And I can't tell you how that's enriched my life. In any event, may his memory be a blessing. He died of COVID-19. He had gone to, after his retirement, to live in Israel. And he will be mourned by his children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, and yes, his great-great-grandchildren. And may his memory be a blessing to all of us, as his life was to the United States. Rabbi, doctor, psychiatrist, religious scholar, Abraham Joshua Twersky passed away yesterday. Meanwhile, there is a real question about what Republicans need to do and how to handle the upcoming impeachment and more. Alex Conant, who was a Republican consultant, he previously managed issues for Marco Rubio of Florida, said Republicans don't want to spend the opening weeks of the Biden administration relitigating Trump's failures. He said, most Republican senators want to turn the page on the Trump era and start fresh. I think there is no consensus on how best to do that. But according to a new Morning Consult survey, 75% of Republican voters said they don't want Trump convicted by the Senate. That's 75%. asked whether they had a positive or a negative view of President Trump, 81% of Republicans say they have a positive view. That's gone down from when he was president, but it's still remarkably high. This intra-party war that we're having right now is not good for our country, said Matt Michelli, who is the former chairperson of the Wyoming Republican Party. We're bigger than one persona, and we've got to include all conservatives who are fighting for the same ideas and beliefs beyond personalities. And what he's speaking about is the effort already to try to knock Liz Cheney out of Congress. While many Republicans don't see an immediate path to success without a fully motivated Trump base, others argue that the last two elections show the limits of a strategy that relies heavily on the former president and alienated moderates, leading to Republicans, writes the McClatchy News Service, leading to Republicans losing control of the White House, the Senate, and the House on his watch. I think it would be insane for this party to go to the American people in 2022 and say, do you know what we need more of? We need more Trump. So said Scott Jennings, a former McConnell aide. How many times are we going to step on these rakes before we decide maybe stepping on rakes is a terrible idea? We'll talk about that idea with Bill O'Reilly. He has a column about some of the excesses of the Biden administration and the surprise of the Biden administration going so hard to the left in its opening days. And also, Bill is somebody who has written extremely well, knows very well President Trump. Does he believe President Trump will make another race for the presidency? And should he make another race for the presidency? We will also be talking about a scandal, and yes, it is a scandal, plaguing one of President Trump's most outspoken Republican critics. We will get to that and to so much more with Bill O'Reilly coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Here's an exclusive offer only for MedHead annual members. 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store. Go to michaelmedvid.com for this special discount.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.